What's up, Freedom Builders? This is TK.
And Dakota, and you're locked into the Keys Guide to Freedom, the show that helps you build sovereignty in a world that wants you dependent.
Today, we're diving into something revolutionary, what I call the Creator's Code. It's the hidden rulebook for building sustainable wealth in the digital economy.
Let's be real. The old wealth-building playbook is becoming obsolete. Working 40 years for a pension? That system is crumbling.
Meanwhile, we're witnessing the greatest wealth transfer opportunity of our lifetime, the shift from consumption to creation economics.
If you've ever wondered how to build assets that work for you instead of you always working for assets,
or if you're creating content but haven't figured out how to turn that creativity into lasting financial freedom,
then this episode is your blueprint. Let's decode the Creator's Code. TK, I think a lot of people hear terms like creator economy and think it's just about being an influencer or making TikToks. But there's something much deeper happening, right?
So much deeper. We're living through a fundamental economic transformation that most people don't fully grasp yet. For the past century, the economic model was simple. Companies create, consumers consume.
And that's flipping now?
It's not just flipping, it's shattering. The barriers between creator and consumer are dissolving. The tools of production and distribution that once required millions of dollars now fit in your pocket.
So everyone can be a creator now, not just a select few.
Exactly. But here's what's wild. While the tools have democratized, the mindset hasn't caught up. Most people are still operating with a consumption mindset in a creation economy.
What does that look like in practice?
It looks like scrolling instead of building, watching instead of making, spending on depreciating experiences rather than investing in appreciating assets.
So the first shift is really in how we see ourselves as potential creators rather than just consumers.
That's the fundamental shift. And it's not just philosophical. It has massive financial implications. In a consumption economy, money flows from the many to the few. In a creation economy, value can flow from one creator to millions of beneficiaries.
And that creates leverage that wasn't possible before.
Unprecedented leverage. Think about it. When you create a digital asset, whether that's content, code, design, or systems, you create it once, but can distribute it infinitely at virtually zero marginal cost.
Unlike physical products or traditional services where each unit or hour has significant cost.
Exactly. That's the economic superpower of digital creation. Your effort can be disconnected from your income. You can literally make money while you sleep.
So in the creator economy, time and money are no longer directly linked.
That's the code. When you break the direct connection between time and money, you break the fundamental constraint of traditional wealth building. And that's when true financial freedom becomes possible.
So let's get practical. When we talk about building digital assets, what exactly should people be creating?
This is where most people limit themselves. They think digital assets just means content, blogs, videos, podcasts. Those are valuable, but they're just one category in what I call your digital asset portfolio.
So, what are the other categories?
I break it down into five core asset types: content, products, systems, communities, and currencies. Each plays a different role in your wealth-building strategy.
Let's break those down. Content is the most obvious. The blogs, videos, podcasts, newsletters that build your audience.
Right? Content assets are your audience builders. They create attention and trust. But attention alone doesn't pay the bills, which is where product assets come in. Your digital courses, templates, software, designs.
Things people actually pay for directly.
Exactly. Then you have system assets. The automations, workflows, and processes that create value without your direct involvement. These are your true make money while you sleep assets.
What about community assets? How do those work?
Community assets are incredibly powerful. These are the forums, membership sites, and groups where your audience connects with each other, not just with you. When done right, the value creation becomes exponential because members are creating value for each other.
And that reduces the pressure on you to be the sole value creator.
Exactly. The community becomes self-sustaining. And finally, currency assets. Your investments in crypto, tokens, and digital value stores that appreciate over time.
So a complete digital asset portfolio has elements of all five categories.
The most resilient portfolios do. Content brings the audience, products generate revenue, systems create leverage, communities build sustainability, and currencies provide appreciation.
That's a completely different approach than most creators take. Most focus just on content and maybe a product.
And that's why most creators burn out. They're constantly on the content treadmill without building the other assets that create true freedom.
Is there a specific framework people can use to start building their portfolio?
I use what I call the 5-5-5 method. Identify five potential assets in each of the five categories, then focus on building five of those total assets over the next year.
So you're thinking broadly, but focusing narrowly on execution.
Exactly. Because one high-quality asset in each category is far more valuable than dozens of half-finished projects.
So the portfolio approach isn't just about diversification. It's about creating an ecosystem where each asset type reinforces the others.
That's the code. When your content feeds your products, which are delivered through your systems, supported by your community, and funded by your currencies, that's when you've built not just assets, but a wealth-generating ecosystem.
Let's talk about the holy grail of digital wealth, automation and leverage. How do we actually create systems that work for us?
This is where it gets fun, because automation isn't just about technology. It's about designing your entire creation process with leverage in mind from day one.
What does that look like in practice?
It starts with a mindset shift. Before creating anything, ask yourself, how can this asset continue to create value without my ongoing time investment?
So you're thinking about the exit strategy before you even begin.
Exactly. Most creators do the opposite. They build systems that require their constant involvement, then try to automate later. That rarely works.
What's an example of building with automation in mind from the start?
Let's say you're creating a course. Instead of doing live sessions that require your presence each time, you record high-quality modules once. Instead of answering the same questions repeatedly, you build a comprehensive FAQ and community where members help each other.
So you're front-loading the work to minimize ongoing maintenance?
Yes. And here's where AI enters the picture in a powerful way. Today's tools can handle personalization at scale in ways that weren't possible even 2 years ago.
How are you seeing creators use AI for leverage?
In incredible ways, using AI to create personalized learning paths through their content. Setting up systems that generate custom resources based on specific user needs. Creating tiered support systems where AI handles common questions, while the creator focuses only on the highest value interactions.
So AI becomes a force multiplier for your expertise.
Exactly. But, and this is crucial, automation should never mean dehumanization. The goal isn't to remove yourself completely, it's to ensure your human touch is focused where it creates the most unique value.
That's an important distinction. It's not about becoming a faceless business, but about being strategic with your most precious resource, your time and creativity.
That's the code. True leverage isn't about disappearing from your business. It's about showing up exactly where your unique genius creates exponential value and automating or delegating everything else.
What's one leverage point people can implement immediately?
Start with what I call create once, publish everywhere. Take your core content and build a simple system to adapt it for multiple platforms automatically. A podcast becomes blog posts, social clips, an email series, and eventually a book or course.
So you're getting 5x or 10x the impact from the same creative effort.
And that's just the beginning. Once you start thinking in terms of leverage, you'll see opportunities everywhere to disconnect your impact and income from your direct time investment.
So the ultimate leverage isn't technological. It's designing systems that amplify your unique value without consuming your life.
When you crack that code, you haven't just built wealth, you've built freedom.
TK, you've been building digital assets for years now. Can you share a bit about your own journey with this?
Man, it's been a journey with plenty of wrong turns. When I first started creating online, I made the classic mistake. I built a business completely dependent on me showing up.
The time for money trap.
Exactly. I was doing one-on-one consulting, custom projects, live workshops, all things that paid well but required my direct time. I was making good money but had zero freedom.
So what was the turning point?
It was actually a health scare. I developed severe vocal strain from speaking so much, and doctors ordered me not to talk for 2 weeks. And my business just stopped completely. No voice, no income.
That's terrifying when everything depends on you.
It was a massive wake-up call. During those 2 silent weeks, I completely redesigned my business model. I took my most valuable insights and created digital products. I built simple automation systems. I raised my prices and reduced my client load.
How long did it take to see results from that shift?
The first digital product I created made more in its first month than I'd made in the previous 3 months of consulting. But the real transformation wasn't even financial. It was waking up and realizing my income didn't depend on me performing that day.
That psychological freedom is huge.
It's everything. And here's what's wild. As I created more leverage, the quality of my work actually improved. Because I was no longer exhausted from the hamster wheel, I could focus on creating genuine value.
So the leverage didn't just free your time, it freed your creativity.
That's exactly it. And that's the ultimate promise of the Creator's Code, not just financial freedom, but the freedom to create from a place of inspiration rather than desperation. If you're ready to start building your own digital asset portfolio, we've created something special to help you.
Yes. Our book, Demystifying Cryptocurrency, isn't just about crypto. It's a complete blueprint for building digital wealth through multiple asset classes.
We cover everything from content monetization to system building to leveraging blockchain and AI for truly autonomous value creation.
You can grab your copy at keystofreedom.com/book. It's the resource we wish we'd had when starting our own digital wealth journey.
Because here's the truth, building digital assets isn't just about money. It's about creating the freedom to focus on what truly matters in your life.
That's all for this episode of Keys Guide to Freedom. I'm Dakota.
And I'm TK. Remember, in the digital economy, creators are the new capitalists. Build assets, create value, and design the freedom you deserve.
Until next time, freedom builders.
Peace.